Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Sam. I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. So are you a registered voter in Orland Parish by any chance?
Yes.
Ah, okay, great. Now, are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 23?
Somewhat interested.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on then. Now, do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, Asian?
White.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings.
A little satisfied.
A little? Okay, thank you. Now, and do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school building is very, somewhat, a little, or not at all important?
Very.
Very important. Thanks so much. Now, when you hear your friends, neighbors, and co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
I think some confidence.
Some confidence. All right, thanks so much. Now, if the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year mileage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, will you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Probably.
Probably vote for or against?
For.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. Statement A, maintaining and preserving school building for future generations should continue to be a priority. Or B, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax mileage renewals for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. A or B?
I agree with that.
With B? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks so much. Now, let me move on to the next one. Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you will be not at all influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year mileage renewal for public schools, where the funds are dedicated for repairing, improving, and preserving public schools. Here is the first one. So learning that the owner of 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing mileage. Again, options, strongly influence, somewhat influence, influence a little, or not at all influence.
Influence a little,
okay. Now, learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city, same options.
Same position, I guess.
A little? Okay, thank you. Now, next one is learning that this is a renewal of an existing mileage for 20 years in 2045.
I mean, I guess I feel the same way because I don't really, you know, have a feeling about it.
All right. I got you. No problem. Let me move on to the next statement, and thank you. Now, learning that this is a mileage renewal and will not increase your property taxes?
Well, I mean, I would like that. I would strongly agree with that, I guess.
Okay. Strong influence. Thank you. Now, next one. Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent?
Somewhat, like very little. They're going to monitor it like they do everything else.
I got you. Thank you. Now, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
I strongly agree with that.
Okay. And learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools, building after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this mileage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Same options again.
I mean, I'm very little disturbed by that.
All right. Thanks so much. Now we're moving on. We're at 73% of the survey. That means we're almost done, okay? So I appreciate your time again. Let me make it faster. Now that we have talked about the mileage, if the New Orleans Public School had a mileage renewal proposition on the ballot that will preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that will expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
I would probably vote for it.
All right. Thanks so much. Now, as we conclude this survey, I have to ask some questions for statistical purposes only. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of child enrolled in New Orleans public schools?
Currently or ever?
Right now? Yes, currently.
Both of my kids were. They're in college now.
Ah, okay, so that's not the case. Now, a teacher at a New Orleans public school? Anybody in the house?
No.
A staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
No.
Or not affiliated with the New Orleans public school then?
No.
All right. Thanks so much. Moving on. Now, tell me when you hear the group that contains your age. I'm sorry, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61. Okay, thank you. Tell me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school graduate, some college or a trade school?
Some college.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. All right. So like I said, it was going to be a short survey that actually concludes the survey. So I really appreciate your time here and hope you have a good night.
Thank you. You're welcome. You as well.
Take care. Bye-bye.